This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A defiant U.S. President Joe Biden rejected blame Monday for chaotic scenes of Afghans clinging to U.S. military planes in Kabul in a desperate bid to flee their home country after the Taliban's easy victory over an Afghan military that America and NATO allies had spent two decades trying to build. At the White House, Biden called the anguish of trapped Afghan civilians gut-wrenching and conceded the Taliban had achieved a much faster takeover of the country than his administration had expected. The U.S. rushed in troops to protect its own evacuating diplomats and others at the Kabul airport. But the president expressed no second thoughts about his decision to stick by the U.S. commitment formulated during the Trump administration to end America's longest war, no matter what. When briefing the emergency session on the Afghanistan issue, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for united efforts from the international community in offering the Afghan people humanitarian support and securing their basic human rights. He said, "I appeal to the Security Council and international community as a whole to stand together, to work together, and act together. Use all the tools at its disposal to suppress the global terrorist threat in Afghanistan and guarantee that basic human rights will be respected." The swift Taliban takeover of Afghanistan has news organizations simultaneously trying to cover the story, protect their journalists and families, and help people who have done work for them over the past two decades. Video of chaotic scenes from the Kabul airport were frequently repeated during news reports of the fast-developing story on Monday, which President Joe Biden addressed in a speech to the nation. There is more.